This is The Court Report on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. In this edition of The Court Report, a focus on the KFAN League. We will feature the Kinney Division champion Newburyport Clippers and their coach, Dave Clay. It was a tough road to a championship in this year's KFAN League.
I like our league a lot, and a lot of coaches threw a lot of challenges our way, and we were fortunate enough to come on the better half.
Dave Clay, Newburyport head basketball coach. In the Baker Division, the champions were the Hamilton Wenham Generals, led by coach Mike DiMarino. But what about their start this year?
No, we started out 1-5. Actually, on January 3rd, we were 1-5, and we had just gotten blown out by Georgetown at home. Things didn't look too good.
Now, Coach DiMarino and the Generals have won 13 straight games, and they'll be hosting a tournament next week. Mike DiMarino from Hamilton Wenham, Dave Clay from Newburyport Boys Basketball, up next on The Court Report. Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hamilton Wenham basketball coach Mike DiMarino is with us, winners of 13 straight games. Obviously, they are in the tournament, and they captured the Cape Ann League Baker Division this week. And Coach DiMarino, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hi, Bill. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations to you guys. We've talked about this before, but for our listeners, it wasn't the best start of the year for you guys, was it?
No. We started out 1-5. Actually, on January 3rd, we were 1-5, and we had just gotten blown out by Georgetown at home, and things didn't look too good.
Well, things have come full circle because it was Georgetown you just beat on Thursday night.
Yes, which made it really special. The kids were dialed in. They knew that the game was important, and if we could come out with a victory, that would clinch the league title for us, which is exactly what happened.
Gotcha. I want to talk about the tournament that you guys will be hosting next week. It's school vacation week, so there are a lot of different things happening schedule-wise, so I don't want to miss out on that or let the folks know that that's what we'll talk about in just a moment or two. But, Mike, I want to ask you a bit about, what came together for this team to turn that around with the 13 straight wins? Defense, offense, combinations, just overall individual growth. What was it?
Honestly, I think it really had to do with our identity. You know, we were a young group of kids, and we didn't have much experience at the varsity level. So, you know, we just try to really simplify the game and just try to win possessions and, you know, have good possessions on offense, have good possessions on defense, and really kind of break the game into smaller, more manageable parts. And once the kids got their confidence, I mean, I knew this was a talented group, and once they got their confidence, we were able to put it together.
Gotcha. Was there a turning point game for you guys this year?
Honestly, I think the game on the road at Manchester Essex, where we won by a point in overtime, that was something that really kind of propelled us and, you know, made the kids realize that we can play at this level. And, you know, and since then, you know, we were able to knock off Newburyport, who was fantastic, and Manchester and Amesbury, both at home, who were both very good teams.
Yeah, I think people might not, unless they're following the Cape Ann League closely this year. Manchester Essex has a very good team this year, and Newburyport just captured the Kinney title this week as well. So obviously, those are nice wins for you guys. Yeah.
Oh yes, they are. They are. The league was very good this year. I was actually just talking to the coach at North Reading. We had four teams in the Baker get double-digit wins this year. And in six teams overall from the Cape Ann, large and small, qualifying for the postseason. So the league was very strong this year, and I'm very proud of my coaching staff and my kids. I think they did a fantastic job.
Well, you take a look at that, at Joe Casey, right, at North Reading. You take a look at his team, and they've had a great year as well in a way.
Right. Joe's team is fantastic. They qualified. They have a couple games left, too. And it's funny because we're all in the same Division III North section, so there's a chance we may actually see each other again.
Well, I'll tell you, that would be a great matchup for sure. Hey, Mike, just a quick note or two on a couple of players, if you could, from your team, or give our listeners a quick thumbnail sketch, a reminder about the Hamilton Wenham team and who's contributing.
Yes, absolutely. We're led by our captains, who are brothers, Cotter Coffey and Ian Coffey, and you know they've been fantastic for us, as well as sophomore standout Marcus Norden. And we have a kind of a resurgence of scoring from junior Ryan Hutchinson, so that we don't have really one dominant player. We have the ball is pretty, and the scoring is spread pretty evenly throughout the starting five. Ryan Monahan and Will Jones control the glass, and Ethan Dwyer has been coming off the bench and really giving us a spark.
Gotcha. Hey, so what happens next week for Hamilton Wenham boys basketball? You're hosting your own tournament, so give me some dates and teams and times, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. It's an excellent tournament. If people are around, I'd love for people to come see it. It's we have Revere High School, Arlington Catholic, Marblehead, and then Hamilton Wenham. All four teams are in contention, are already in the state tournament. It's going to be a great couple days of basketball. The games are at 5 and 7 on both Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Gotcha. So President's Day and then the following Tuesday. And then you will hear about the tournament. Well, not just you, but all teams that have qualified will hear, I believe, on Friday next week?
Yes. The final pairings come out next Friday. The meeting's up in Franklin at the MIA office. So hopefully by Friday afternoon we'll know who we're playing and where we'll be playing.
Gotcha. Mike, anything else to share with us about the Hamilton Wenham boys basketball team?
You know, if you love basketball, come on down to Hamilton, see a game. They're a fun bunch. They play for each other, and they really work hard. It's a great story.
It is a great story. And again, especially after that 1-5 start, congratulations. And by the way, I think the new theme in the Cape Ann League basketball, I think we talked about this the other day, was you got to have brothers, like the McLarens up in Newburyport, and now you got the Coffees in Hamilton Wenham. Having brothers, not a bad idea.
Absolutely. They've been great all year. Absolutely.
You got it. All right. That's Mike DeMarino from Hamilton Wenham basketball. Just ahead, Dave Clay, boys basketball coach at Newburyport, to join us on The Court Report. Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. Dave Clay, Newburyport basketball coach, is joining us now. Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, congratulations on the Cape Ann League title, winning the Kinney division, 15-4 record right now. And I guess it was a lot of work getting that title this year, wasn't it?
It sure was, yeah. I like our league a lot, and a lot of coaches threw a lot of challenges our way, and we were fortunate enough to come on the better half.
Yeah.
Well, I guess tell us about a couple of notes from the season as far as big games, kind of games that key games, if you will, for getting the 15 wins.
So many. Let's see. When we played Amesbury the second time around, which was a league game as opposed to the non-league game that we lost to them, we were fortunate enough to get some key turnovers late in the game and capitalize on those in the fast break situation. So we were happy with that win. And you know, beating Pawtucket is never easy. And North Reading's really turned it around this year, and they just made a tournament, so they've been a solid team. As it goes, and I think in any league in the state, is if you don't come to play, you're going to get beat. So we had to make sure these guys did it on their own. They came ready every night and competed to the best of their ability.
Right. No, I do think you're right. I think it's a great-looking Cape Ann League this year, very competitive league for sure. Hey, how about telling me a little bit more about your team? I know you lost a McLaren from last year's squad, but you still have one. And who else do you have with you on the team?
We have Jacob Robertson. He's more of like a guard, and he He's a phenomenal, he's a really good 3-point shooter for us, and he's, you know, this year developed more of his game into attacking the rim as well. We have a sophomore point guard in Max Gagnon who really pushes the tempo for us, and he is really applies a lot of great on-ball pressure with his quickness. And then we have another sophomore guard in Jack Fellner, who's come a long way from, you know, playing JV last year to starting on varsity this year. And he's been a great 3-point threat for us and a great defensive player. And then rounding out our top five is Trevor Ward, who's just a phenomenal athlete. He just gets his hands on almost everything, it feels like, and he's our top guy to go to when we need someone to be shut down. He's like our lockdown defender. And he does a little bit of everything for us.
Mm-hmm. How about a couple of guys off the bench?
Yep, off the bench we have another good sophomore in Ronan Brown. He just came to our school this year, and he's been a huge addition for us. He provides some inside presence, and he can extend the court with his 3-point shot, so he's been great to have. Another one that really came into his own this year was Tommy John. He's like 6'3", so he can hit the glass real hard, and he can extend it with his free ball. And then Nick White really put a lot of time in this offseason into basketball, and he's really starting to see the rewards from that, where he has a more consistent 3-point shot now, and his defensive pressure is really his strength on our team.
Dave, do you guys go into the 2 or the 3 tournament
at Newburyport?
We go into the Division 3 tournament.
3 tournament, okay. Any idea on how that looks this year? It looks like it's pretty competitive there for sure, just as it always would be, I imagine, yeah?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, right now St. Mary's has that number one spot kind of locked down. And then in a, you know, fight for or whoever's going to get second, third, or fourth, it's us, Amesbury, and Watertown. And Watertown's playing exceptional, and they're always, I mean, great coach and a great program, so that's never going to be easy.
Yeah. You know, I like the fact that you guys, like teams that play up when you go out of league, and you got Beverly coming up. You played them earlier this year, and you've got them Wednesday at your place during the vacation week next week. And I, you know, I've watched Beverly a few times this year, Dave, and I don't envy you. I think they're a very improved team from the beginning of the year, to be honest with you.
They really are. I was able to watch them play Lynn English.
Oh, okay.
Not live, but through their streaming that they do, and just so impressive. What coach has done there is impressive. I mean, they have a level of toughness. They rebound like no other team we face this year, and he's really developed those younger players into now real threats. So, yeah, we're going to have to play our best game if we want to stay in it and have a chance.
Yeah, I think most importantly, you're right, you'd hit on it. The younger players have come along, and their point guard, Damian Boris, number 3 there, he's getting better. He's pretty solid, pretty tough young man, it seems like to me. And that's where they really needed somebody to step up and run the offense, and he looks like he's done that. So, again, tough matchup, but it'd be a great match. Is that going to be like a 6:30 game in Newburyport Wednesday or a different time?
Yep, it's going to be a 6:30 game.
Gotcha, okay. Well, Coach, anything else about the Newburyport basketball team you want to share with us? Anything about the season, the team, anything else?
It's the best group of student athletes I've ever had. I mean, they all excel in the classroom. I feel like all of them are either in at least one honors classes. They take AP courses. They've been a delight. And we only lose 2 seniors next year, or, you know, we lose a McLaren and Ryan Archie, which will be both tough to replace. But I'm excited for these guys in the future with them. But we're still, you know, they're great people. I mean, really, I would trust them with anything.
Yeah.
And I can't always say that about, you know, all my teams. I wish I could, but these guys are just exceptional human beings. Their parents did a phenomenal job raising them all.
Well, that in itself is a terrific story and a great really a tribute to the program and to yourself as well. So have some fun in the tournament. Good luck Wednesday against Beverly. But again, have some fun in the tournament and best of luck there. And again, to you, the coaching staff, the team, congrats on the Kinney Division Cape Ann League title.
Thank you so much, Bill. Yep. I really appreciate it.
Dave Clay, head basketball coach at Newburyport.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Thanks so much for joining us this weekend on the Court Report, along with our two coaches, Dave Clay from Newburyport and Mike DiMarino from Hamilton Wenham. I thank them, and I thank you for tuning in to the Court Report and wishing those two teams and others on the North Shore the best of luck in the state tournament, the tournament pairings to be announced this coming Friday. Other than that, a bunch of tournaments happening this week, including the IBO 130 tournament, the Larry McIntyre tournament in Beverly, all the details down below on this post. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.